I says to the guy, rectum. That's gross. I mean,
good one. Hey.
Hey.
Welcome.
Welcome to Ice Cream Sandwich Rizadio.
Rizadio?
That's how the cool guys say it. You know, our show is getting more popular by the second. Here's some more fan mail. This one is from...
Make up a good name.
Okay. This one is from Bald Gizmo.
Bald Gizmo.
No, that was his email account, baldgizmo @AOL.com. It's really from Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry the Cowboy is his real name.
Oh, cool.
And he writes, "Hey, Ben and Joe, loving the show. I really dig Real Faker doing it. What happened to it?" Well, signed, Jerry, okay. The Cowboy.
Jerry the Cowboy. We just haven't had any interviews on the show.
Yeah, we have to get some more interviews.
We need new people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're going to get a show with Colleen.
Yes.
And Annie from Fluff in Brooklyn.
I like the fluff.
And
I like Brooklyn. Cyclones. Rock.
Brooklyn Cyclones?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like the Brooklyn Dodgers before they went to LA?
Yeah, it was. They had a lot of hard feelings about that.
Really? Why?
There are people in Brooklyn who still won't watch baseball because the Dodgers left. They're probably 90, but... Yeah.
Well, that's just holding a grudge, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. But they loved when the Cyclones came.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cyclones are pretty cool. They've got like the Brooklyn Dodger logo. Mm-hmm. But they had like a little C for Cyclones.
Cool.
And they're really a Mets organization.
I'm a big fan of the Mets.
Me too.
Actually, I really don't like any sports.
Yeah, hockey.
Oh, wait. I sort of just got into hockey.
Yeah.
Because of PlayStation. Yep.
We sort of just got into PlayStation too.
Yep.
Wow, we're nerds.
Yeah.
I think we're the biggest dorks in the world. Nah. I think you are because you have the website.
Nah.
Not really. I mean,
I wish I was the biggest one.
Wish I had the biggest dork in the world. Good one.
Whale's penis.
Yeah. No, just in my house, like mounted on the wall.
Oh.
That's gross. So,
play that promo.
What's up, penguins and polar bears?
Hey, guys.
This is Kyle.
And this is Jamie.
From the Naughty Karate Podcast.
And that's on iTunes.
But check it out. Our boys Ben and Joe do the Ice Cream Sandwich Radio Show.
And if you want, you should definitely leave them a message. It's 718-304-7853.
Or check out the website, icecreamsandwichradio.blogspot.com.
And then check us out at naughtykarate.com. Hiya.
Who's your favorite athlete? This is going to be the sports show.
Sports show? Right now or all time?
Mm-hmm. All time.
Not Greg Louganis. But it's close.
Okay.
Mario Lopez as Greg Louganis. Pretty close.
Okay.
I think Joe Namath because I'm named after him.
Really, Joe?
I'm not really named after him, but that's what my dad told me.
Cool.
See, I'm named after my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
His name is Joe. Mm-hmm. And my middle name is William, after my father,
mm-hmm.
Joseph William. But okay. I'm really Joe Willie.
Willie?
Which was Joe Willie Namath.
Wow.
So he's my favorite athlete.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have any nicknames?
I'm the Rooster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
BJ. Because my middle name is Jacob.
That's like our mm-hmm. thing, too. BJ's.
Yeah.
It means blowjob.
Ben is actually a nickname. Because my full name is Benjamin. So, and
you have a full name.
Hey, you have a full name, Joseph.
Good one.
And let's see, Benny.
Benny's a good one. I call you Beantown sometimes.
Yeah, Beantown.
I don't know why. You've never been to Boston.
I have too.
Never in your life have you been to
Boston. I have too. I think I've been there twice.
I've never been there. Way to not go to Boston and claim yourself Beantown.
Right. And let's
Jamie
see.
Calls you Bean, too.
Right? Yeah. She calls me Benny.
Let's tell a funny story from back in the day.
All right. Tell a funny story.
Well, let's do it together.
Okay. What story were we telling? Oh, I remember once when we were in Jamie's pool. Jamie had an above-ground circular pool.
Mm-hmm. She did.
And kind of tiny, but it was cool. And we were doing the whirlpool thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where everyone goes in a circle.
Big time, too.
And the current starts moving with all the people. And if you try going the other way, it's like, whoa, pushes you back. Jamie took my arm. And we were all going around the circle and flung me. My head hit the side of the
ladder. Oh, that was bad.
I was bleeding. The whole pool turned red.
From the head.
From the head. I was bleeding from the head. Jamie didn't even apologize. She did.
Let's call her up right now. Get her on the phone.
All right.
Jamie's got a
phone. Tell the duck story.
I was about to say, I got one that topped it because it required stitches and medical attention. We were playing this game called Tunnel Tag, which is kind of like Marco Polo in the pool.
Never heard of it.
You get caught, you have to swim under people's legs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was it, so I had my eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
As Ben calls up Jamie. And I came up from under the water, and I feel this, like, really, like, someone punched me in the face. So I kind of went back down into the water, and I got up. And everybody was looking at me, and they said, and the Eloise said, "Oh my God, Joe, you're bleeding!" And I was like, "No, I'm not." And I put my finger under my nose, thinking my nose must be bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing came out.
He's not home.
Oh, Jamie's not home. She's got to apologize to you very soon.
All right, continue.
So,
you're bleeding.
It turns out, yeah, I have this huge gash in my face. Probably about an inch tall and 3 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Tall, I mean like width. It's not tall, like...
Here, continue.
Yeah. And, yeah, so she did apologize a lot. She felt really
Well, what'd
good.
She throw at you?
She threw... Oh, I'm sorry, I totally forgot. I was, like, reliving. I could see it happen, but I should really... You know, it's an auditory medium. I should tell the people. There's a chlorine duck in my pool.
What is a chlorine duck?
Well, it's a duck. Big plastic duck.
Like a rubber ducky?
Like a rubber ducky, but hard plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Holds a chlorine tablet, and it circulates around the pool, like, to keep the pool fresh and clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't have to add chlorine as much.
Because I constantly pee into his pool.
That's who's been doing it. You fucker. Yeah, so Jamie apologized a lot.
She threw it at your face.
I'm really bad at accepting apologies.
How do you mean?
I feel awkward. Mm. Like, I feel like... I mean, I don't blame her. I was never mad at her. But even if somebody does like something wrong to me and they apologize, I always tell them it's okay. Even if it's not. Like when Nicole Maroney hit me with the lunchbox.
Oh, let's talk about Nicole Maroney.
Bony Maroney.
Jabroni.
Jabroni Maroney. In third grade, there was this girl, Nicole Maroney. That's right, I used her full name.
Nicole Maroney.
Sorry, Nicole. And I think she had a little crush on me.
She did?
I think so. I think that's how it started.
Okay.
It was like one of those school things. Like, not really, but... It's like, oh,
you're a boy,
I'm going to pick on you because I like you.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what?
That's how it works.
That doesn't make any freaking sense. Buy me dinner or something, or chocolates. Sing a love song to me, power ballad, anything.
Ooh, power ballad.
We'll get to that later. So I get back from lunch, because I used to go home for lunch. And I came back and Nicole was there and she said something about, like, you're going to marry me. And I said, no, I'm not. And she goes, oh, yeah. She started chasing after me. I was like, oh, boy, I better run. And Nicole was, like, maybe an inch taller than me, but weighed, like, 4 pounds. I don't know why I was running from Nicole. But she took... She had a lunchbox. A soft lunchbox.
Really? It was metal.
No, it... Good one. And she swung it, sidearm,
uh-huh,
across my face. And the zipper, ooh, went right into my eye.
Cornea?
Scratched my cornea.
Ooh.
Oh, man, it was gross. So, yeah, then I went to the nurse, and I'm sitting there, and the nurse puts, like, this gauze over my eyes so I can, like, barely see.
Like a pirate.
And then the lunch lady comes in and goes to Nicole, did you hit him on purpose? So I was like, no, she didn't. It was an accident.
Way to take one for the team,
I
Joe.
I took one for the team. I didn't even tell Jamie's mom or my parents that Jamie hit me with the duck. I claimed I dove into the pool and hit it. Only in a few years ago, I told my parents Jamie did it to me.
Mm, what did they say?
They said, we're going to get her. No, they said, ah, that's who did it. Jamie.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, so.
I hit my sister with a seatbelt once.
Ooh.
In the eye.
Did you apologize?
I think it was an accident. It was like I was waving the seatbelt around, and it just went. She had a black eye.
Wow.
I gave my sister a black eye.
I had two black eyes once.
At the same time?
At the same time.
How did you do that?
And this girl in high school asked me if I was wearing makeup. And let me tell you, high school was a long time.
Uh-huh.
That was a long day.
Why? How did you get two black eyes?
I've actually had it twice.
Wait, two black eyes at the same time and you had this twice?
Twice. Like double. Like four. It's like four black eyes.
Wow.
Not four black guys. Four black eyes. Well, the first time I was playing basketball, and this big fat kid elbow like went across my face. It actually broke my nose.
Holy shit. Yeah, your nose was broken?
Yeah. I think my nose has been broken 3 times.
Holy cow.
But I've only went to the doctor once. Because there's really nothing they can do for a broken nose unless it's, like, crooked. So this time it was legitimately broken, and the doctor said, it cracked it right on the bridge. It was a clean crack. Maybe a little dent. I don't know. I don't have the smallest of noses.
Me either.
Probably from all that breaking. And that was the first time. But 2 black eyes came out. People thought I was wearing makeup.
Why would people think you're wearing makeup?
The other time was a baseball hit me in the face. Ow. And it wasn't my fault. I was taking ground balls. Uh-huh. I got my ball in my glove. There's my ball. It's not, I didn't like misplay the ball and hit me in the face. Somebody else threw a ball over someone's head, and it came, and it was like a magnet. And so,
wait, but how did the ball hit both your eyes?
It hit my nose. I think it broke my nose again, and just the impact just probably squished my nose down enough that it hit my both eyes.
Oh, boy.
2 black eyes. One side was worse, though. That time it did look worse on one side than the other.
So never had a black eye. Always wanted one. Really, I've always wanted one.
Third time I think I broke my nose was Mike.
Really?
Remember we used to play soccer in my backyard with a beach ball?
Don't remember that.
Me, you, and Mike played soccer in the backyard. I think you and Mike, for the first time ever, were on a team.
Really?
And Mike, he didn't mean to, but his hand just kind of like went up like this, and it sounded like punching turkey. Like,
ugh.
And I was like, yeah, I broke my nose.
Ouch.
Not 2 black eyes that time, though.
No? Just one?
No black eyes. Just a broken nose.
I was reading, I think it was in the Times, about redheads and how they can tolerate more pain than other people.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
I'd say if there's one thing I'm good at in life, because I haven't really found anything I've mastered yet.
Nintendo. Pretty good at Nintendo.
Yeah, people are better than me.
I don't know, you're the master. In my eyes, Joe.
Thanks.
Master of Nintendo.
Your eyes. I'm pretty good with pain. In fact, they say it takes more anesthesia to knock us out.
Really?
Yeah, they did to give us a higher dosage of anesthesia.
I think redheads, super race.
I think we are. Me, Stefan, Katie Fennelly. That's right, Katie Fennelly.
Hey, Katie Fennelly. She's on that...
MySpace. Katie Fennelly, if you're out there, ice cream sandwich, looking for you. We have superpowers.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can tolerate pain more. We can multiply.
What?
That's right. If I just stick my finger in water, I'm like a gremlin, shit starts popping out of my back. And it's like,
that is gross. That is gross. That whole gremlin thing.
Yeah.
Like they're all cute and fuzzy, and then all of a sudden, water feed them after midnight.
Dude,
I don't understand that.
Go ahead, go with it.
I don't understand. Go with it. Wouldn't it be anytime you feed them?
Yeah, because
it would be after midnight.
Midnight somewhere.
Weird.
Yeah, it's funny. It's always after midnight.
And is that, it's just in the time zone?
Yeah,
or?
Maybe that was a joke.
How do you mean?
Like, that was like the joke. That was the gag. Don't feed them after midnight. Silly.
They don't like bright lights.
Whatever you do. Don't feed them after midnight.
I love that guy. Who's that guy? The father?
My boss, Steve, from Crouch Up 2.
No, seriously.
I don't know, but he's great.
That guy's awesome. Great actor.
Oh, no. I forgot to shave. Whoops out the shaver thing.
Awesome.
And then it goes flying in his face.
Because
he's a bad inventor.
He's a cool guy.
He puts like a whole grove of oranges into his machine and gets like the little cup.
Love that guy.
Me too. I think he's a champion.
Of Norath?
Yeah.
Only D&D people will get that.
D&D. I like double Ds.
Me too.
Double dash. I'm not talking about boobs.
Do you like big boobs? Are you a big fan of big boobs?
Like big boobs?
Yeah, big
boobs. What do you consider big boobs?
Big.
Big. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah?
I think...
Are you into fake boobs?
That doesn't bother me. I know, wait. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something here. If, like, it looks normal, I'm okay with it. But if it looks like...
Redonkulous?
Like a square...
Oh, I never seen a square.
Yeah, some of them have, like, points at the bottom, or or some of them, like, their natural breasts are, like, the
Joe's here. Feeling himself up right now.
And then you can see the fake part, like, right here, like, pushing it up almost.
Oh, really? I've never seen that before.
It's gross.
I like, I don't understand.
You're gonna tell me you don't like big boobs, right?
No, I don't. Well, no, I don't like fake boobs. Fake boobs are weird.
What if you can't tell? There are good enough boob jobs now that you can't tell.
Yeah. Is that scar thing on the nipple or underneath? That's weird.
Well, yeah, that's kind of gross looking.
I don't believe in plastic surgery, you know?
I don't care.
Like, if you're a burn victim, yeah. Okay. Need some fixing up or something? Or yeah, okay.
Yeah, but if you...
Cosmetically, if...
If you feel like burning money and taking that risk. Yeah. Because people do die.
Yeah. But why do that? You're fine just the way you are.
I think so too, Ben. Yeah. And I agree. I think... that people are naturally beautiful, but we try to make a fake beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Are there really any ugly people?
Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah, he's ugly.
Billy Joel.
But they're good on the inside.
Uh-uh. Phil Collins, I don't know if you know this. Lucifer.
Yeah, he killed baby seals for fun, I think, once. On stage.
Did that... Wait, is that his song?
I don't know. I think everybody's Phil Collins.
Fuck Phil Collins.
Hate you. So, do you like big boobs?
Yeah, they're okay. I like any boobs.
Really. Are you a breast man?
I'm actually a leg man.
I didn't know that about you.
To be honest.
Yeah?
I like chicken legs.
Wait.
Chicken legs.
Chickens?
Yeah.
Like they have talons?
Yeah, I love talon legs. No, I just like... I like women, period.
Me too. I don't think I have a type of woman.
I don't think I...
I think each woman you have to judge individually. Mm-hmm. You can't be like, oh, I'm a boob man, so I can't look at you.
Yeah.
Or I'm a butt man, I can't look at you.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Butt man. I like butt.
You like butt.
Butt. Yeah.
Yep. Wow, you know what? We covered the gamut today. Sports.
Sports.
And girls.
Boobs.
What else did we talk about?
Getting injured by Jamie. Nicole Maroney. She ever hurt you?
Nicole Maroney?
Yeah, she ever hurt you?
Emotionally. When she hit you.
You know, I saw her over the summer.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's like a scientist now.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, what?
What? Really?
It's just like, shh, we're in the library. No, actually, I saw her in the Gap. I fell into the gap one day.
Joe, what are you doing in the Gap?
I fell into the Gap.
Oh.
God.
Okay.
God, you're retarded.
Yeah?
I went to the Gap.
And she said, yeah, I'm a scientist. Is she wearing a lab coat?
Nicole Maroney was working there.
She works at the Gap?
Yeah. She had a little name tag on it, said Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Maroney.
That'd be awesome.
The girl who hit Joe in the face.
It's a very big name tag.
It was basically a shirt name tag. Hi, my name is Nicole Maroney. I hit Joe Rivolo in the face. Joe, in the face.
You could say Rivolo.
Ah, nice!
Joe, you said it before. Your fucking email's on it says Joe Rivolo.
Alright, there's a couple of them around. Not here, though. In Orlando. That's me. Orlando Jones.
Oh, boy. Hey,
what was I saying?
She hit me sore
in the face.
You saw her at...
Yeah, and then she told me all about school and how well she did. And how, she's going upstate because she got a job there in a lab, and she's a scientist.
In a lab?
So I said, Nicole, can you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Number one, stop hitting people in the face with lunch boxes. And she said, okay, I stopped that after, killing someone.
Mm.
And I said, that's good. I'm glad to hear you're off it. She says, I know. Things change.
Okay.
So then I said, number two, while you're there in the lab, can you figure out a way to clone Shakir?
And she did it?
I think
she's working on it.
She's working on it right now. We're gonna get back. She'll be on next show probably.
I think she's calling in right now.
is this Nicole calling in? Is this the phone ringing?
Yeah, I think it is. Nicole, are you there?
Hi.
Oh my god.
Hey Nicole, how's it going?
You sound just like Shakira.
It's going good. No, I don't have a Spanish accent.
Okay. How's it going?
It's going really well.
How's the cloning going?
Oh, let me tell you, it's very hard. First, we didn't get Shakira at all.
Oh.
We got Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That must have been disappointing.
Yeah, we had a bunch of Shaqs running around.
So
we're going to start a team up here in upstate.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we must be good then. You know, our team.
Because I know Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now we've been working on Shakira for quite some time. And
it's probably impossible, isn't it?
No, we we've had some minor setbacks, like we had a midget Shakira come out.
Hey, that's not bad.
And then we had a Shakira with two heads.
Hey.
And then Shakira.
Two heads are better than one.
Yeah. And a Shakira where she had a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg.
Weird.
And, you know, purple Shakira, green Shakira, polka dot Shakira.
Awesome.
So after we executed all of them.
Oh, God, no.
We finally got it right. Now we have three healthy, regular Shakiras.
Now, are they in baby form? Are they going to grow up?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Like, when you clone something, isn't it just, it's a baby, isn't
it? Well, normally it's a baby, but we have popped them out looking just like Shakira today.
Oh, like
today.
Multiplicity.
Yeah, we're kind of like Multiplicity. We talked to Harold Ramis a lot and asked him,
Can you talk to him? Do you have his phone number? I want to call him up.
I do. It's 555-1254.
Okay, I want to call him up and tell him to stop panning in his movies. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, after studying with Harold Ramis and, Michael Keaton.
I'm going to call Harold Andy right
McDowell,
up now.
We did a great job.
Wait, excuse me. What did you say his phone number was?
555-1254. All right, well,
okay.
Ben, Joe, Ice Cream Sandwich, I love the show. Sorry about it, it's the lunchbox. And, we'll see you around.
Oh, it's ringing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We got to cut you short now.
See you, Nicole.
Alright.
Bye.
Oh. Alright. Hello, Harold?
Hello, this is Harold Ramis.
Hey, I just got your phone number from Nicole Maroney. She's in the lab.
Did she clone Shakira yet?
No, she didn't. she's... yeah, she did, but I'm lying to you.
Why would you lie to me, Harold Ramis?
Okay, can I ask you a serious question?
Of course.
What's with the panning?
What?
The panning in your movies.
In my movies?
Yeah.
I tell you what?
Like, every chance you get.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
thought, at first I thought it was my TV. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, it's only Harold Ramis movies.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm a big fan of the pan.
Well, can you stop it? Just are you making a new movie?
I am making a movie right now.
And what is it called?
It's, actually, I'm working on a TV picture.
What is that? Like a TV show?
Yeah, like a miniseries.
Oh, okay.
I'm working very closely with Scott Bakula, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
The Next Leap Forward, Quantum Leap.
Oh, it's the sequel to Quantum Leap?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
And also, I heard about you guys wanted to do a call too, baby call. Look who's calling now.
Yes, I'd love to. Wait, are you going to help us with that?
Oh, I'm going to hook you up with some other directors and writers to help you out with that.
I don't know about writers. I think we'll be fine on
that
one.
Yeah, we can do that, Harold, you fatty.
Ooh,
oh,
Joe.
What? No, I'm not on this.
Don't call him fat.
I'm not fat. I'm a jerk. Alright, well, I gotta go do this new movie.
What movie?
The Polar Express 2.
You're not doing Polar Express 2.
It's called, the South Pole Train. I gotta go, bye.
Wait,
What?
I heard you're working on an untitled Harold Ramis / Owen Wilson project.
Oh, yeah, me and Owen have been working on this, project for years now. And it's probably gonna...
And I also heard you... Did
it's gonna be great.
The Extreme Ghostbusters cartoon?
Yeah, it was good. So
you should be ashamed.
And Bedazzled. Go see my new movie, Bedazzled.
Bedazzled's been out.
It
was out in 2000.
2000. Alright, well, I gotta go, everybody. It's great to see you. I gotta go.
See you, Harold. He's not gonna listen to us. He's gonna continue to pan.
Oh, man. Why does he pan like that and talk so mumbly? God.
He's got a habit. He puts his hand right over his face when he calls us. Or when he calls people, I mean.
Yeah.
Alright, that'll do it.
That was a great show. Nicole Maroney, Harold Ramis, Jamie hurting us,
mm-hmm.
Sports, boobs,
mm-hmm.
butts, legs.
Chickens. Alright, so, wait, did we play the promo yet?
I think we did, but let's play it again.
What's up, penguins and polar bears?
Hey, guys.
This is Kyle.
And this is Jamie.
From the Naughty Karate Podcast.
And that's on iTunes.
But check it out. Our boys Ben and Joe do the Ice Cream Sandwich Radio Show.
And if you want, you should definitely leave them a message. It's 718-304-7853.
Or check out the website, icecreamsandwichradio.blogspot.com.
And then check us out at naughtykarate.com. Hiya.
Twice in a show?
Yeah.
I call that a twofer.
A twofer?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jamie and Kyle from Naughty Karate.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Colleen and Annie from Fluff and Flipland for putting out some great shows.
And we're going to be hooking up with them soon via the internet. This magic little box, as they called it, right?
The magic box.
All right, well, I got to go cut some chicken's heads and play baseball with them.
Oof. Okay. Later. Joe, a peace sign doesn't work unless you say peace on the radio.
Next message.
Hey, Ben. This is Ben Kingsley, that's right, Oscar award winning Ben Kingsley. I saw you call up Joe's phone today, but he wasn't able to answer at the time. So he asked me, Ben Kingsley, Academy Award winning Ben Kingsley, if I could call you Ben Ross of Ice Cream Sandwich and Robot Comics. Alright, well, I guess you're not. Your phone. So, wait, someone with a gun. Oh, good.
Next message.